Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is December 3, 2025. Bitcoin has climbed 6.8% to reclaim the $92,000 level, bouncing back after several days of sell-offs. This sharp rebound comes amid significant institutional activity, notably following Vanguard's decision to reopen Bitcoin ETF access to its 50 million clients, injecting fresh momentum into the market. This move also triggered $157 million in short liquidations, reflecting heightened volatility and the possibility of further upward price movement. Analysts suggest this institutional involvement could help Bitcoin approach the $100,000 mark as liquidity improves. Ethereum also saw strong gains, rising 8.01% to move above $3,000 once again. This follows a notable accumulation by large holders, with whales purchasing around $55 million worth of ETH from BitGo and an additional $13 million from Binance. Derivatives data supports a bullish outlook, showing rising taker buy volume and increased open interest. However, despite these positive signals, Ethereum has experienced a $6.4 billion reduction in leverage, signaling some caution remains in broader market sentiment. XRP continues to attract institutional interest with its spot ETFs recording inflows for 11 consecutive days, totaling more than $756 million as of December 1. The latest inflow, almost $90 million, marks one of the strongest sessions since the ETF launches. The combined net assets of the four U.S. XRP funds now stand at about $723 million, roughly 0.60% of XRP's market capitalization, indicating growing confidence and potential for this category to reach the $1 billion assets milestone. The market rally has been led by the NFT sector, which surged nearly 12% over the past 24 hours. Projects like Pudgy Penguins and Superverse have contributed significantly to these gains. Altcoins are also following Bitcoin's lead, with Sway's price increasing by 23% in the last day. Overall, the crypto market cap has recovered close to $200 billion amid these developments, pointing to renewed optimism but also hinting at ongoing volatility. Looking ahead, the crypto community is closely watching the Ethereum Fusaka upgrade scheduled for today. This upgrade introduces Pure DAS technology to reduce data storage requirements for nodes while enhancing Layer 2 scalability by up to 8 times. Beyond technical improvements, this upgrade could shift how value is captured from Layer 2 networks back to Ethereum, potentially increasing fee burn and validator rewards. On the macro front, Binance has appointed Yi He as co-CEO alongside Richard Teng, aiming to strengthen regulatory compliance while facing a $1 billion lawsuit related to terrorism financing. This leadership change is seen as critical to restoring Binance's standing after years of regulatory scrutiny. Meanwhile, Australian Bitcoin industry groups have criticized recent negative media portrayals by a government-funded broadcaster, which may impact public perception and regulatory dialogue in the region. Economically, Egypt is progressing in its recovery following a $57 billion bailout last year, improving currency stability and business conditions. Thailand is under pressure from deflation and severe flooding, factors that could lead its central bank to consider rate cuts, adding to uncertainty that may influence crypto markets. Market sentiment remains fragile with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index currently at 16, signaling caution despite the recent rebounds. The upcoming Federal Reserve meeting and macro data releases are expected to play a critical role in shaping market dynamics in the near term. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.